Yishev Vav Mishnah 2, Atomin es ha-loif b'shvis, loif, which was some kind of onion that they used to bury in the ground, and they used to put it there for storage. So once this onion was ready, they used to bury it back into the ground to keep it. And there was a need now to bury it in such a way that it, in the seventh year, that it didn't look like planting. Otherwise, passers-by, observers, would think that this person was planting in the seventh year. So that was no good. So how do you plant loif in the seventh year and it doesn't look like planting? Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, lo yifchos masasayim. He says you have to plant in one pile of loif two sayers, an amount of two sayers. One sayer is between 6 and 8 liters, so two sayers between 12 and 16 liters together. Because loif was, if it was the original vegetable when it was being grown, was normally scattered about. It wasn't planted in one big hole. Says Rabbi Meir that if you planted in one hole of between 12 and 16 liters of loif in one go, then it doesn't look like you're planting. It looks like storage. And Ad Goiva Shloisha Tvachim, you have to plant it in such a way that it is a height of 3 Tvachim, meaning it has to be packed. Or 3 handbreadths, it has to be packed so that it stands 3 handbreadths in the ground, one on top of the other, v'tefach afar al gabav, and then there can be one handbreadth of soil above it. According to Rabbi Meir, if you plant the loif, if you put them back into the ground for storage in this manner, it would be clear to all observers that you're not planting the loif for planting, but you're planting them, you're putting them back into the ground for storage. The rabbis say, lo yifchos ma'arbas kabim, not the amount that you can bury, as long as it's not less than 4 kabim. Now, 4 kabim is 1/3 of the amount of Rabbi Meir. So the rabbis were more lenient. You could bury less together for storage, and it wouldn't look like planting. And also, ad goiva tefach, it only needed to be planted so that it was a handbreadth, within one handbreadth of one another, v'tefach afar al gabav, and then also one handbreadth of soil above it. So according to the rabbis, if you planted this amount of loif in this space with a tefach of soil above it, a handbreadth of soil, it wouldn't look like you're planting, it would look like storage, and that would be okay. The Tomna bimkom drisas adam, and according to both the rabbis and Rabbi Meir, you should also put it in a place where people were constantly walking, trampling there, so that if it did re-sprout, the people walking there would kill off the new sprout, and that would be, and then it, you know, in the seventh year, that would be appropriate. He brings over here that the halacha is like the chachamim, and that is if you wanted to plant loif or put loif in the ground for storage in the seventh year, that's how you would have to do it.